That's the good thing about this offense, about this team, is that if Ben goes down, you don't have to worry about a young, inexperienced quarterback going in. Either you or Byron have that experience to go in. And do you look at that as a positive?
I look at that as a positive. It's been a plus for a number of years now. And Kevin Culver, Mike Tomlin, they knew, you know, they're a three quarterback philosophy team. And this is something that you always want to have that depth. And they feel comfortable with anybody who has to step in.
How about for you? You get to put a uniform back on game day. It's got to feel pretty good.
It does. I mean, this is something that now, you know, realistically, you're one play away from going into a game. So, you know, you get excited about that. It doesn't change my preparation because I never know if I'm inactive, you know, until game day. So, you know, that's something. So, from a preparation standpoint, it's not going to change for me.
You've kind of been there before, but is it tough when you're inactive on a game day and just kind of sitting there having to kind of coach it out?
Yeah, because there's no chance that you get into a game. So it's always better, a lot better when you're in uniform.
Charlie, I know there's been a fair amount of turnover since 2010, but how has it helped knowing that this team has been through a stretch without Ben before? I mean, you guys had those four games at the start of the season, played pretty well.
Right, and this is something that, you know, Coach Tomlin always stresses. You know, we always want to make sure that the next guy is ready to go if called upon. And right now, you know, we're dealt with this situation. We have, in order for us to move forward where we want to go, you know, we have to be able to adapt and adapt quickly.
Charlie, what are your thoughts on that emergency quarterback role in which you really can't be the emergency quarterback? I mean, if you're the third string quarterback, the chances are you're probably not going to play each weekend in the NFL. I mean, it kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
It does, but under the old rules, the rules were tricky because if your third team didn't get into the game, or if you got into a game before the fourth quarter and your 1 and 2 couldn't play, you know, so it just kind of eliminated that. And one of the things as we went into the CBA, the coaches wanted to say, you know, chances are the 13 quarterback never gets into a game anyway. So if you're able to use that position to use it for somebody else, special teams guys, so you have an extra linebacker up or extra defensive backup, you know, we can take that and use that to our advantage versus having third quarterback dress. Everybody agreed to that, and then that's why you see the inactives on game day. But it doesn't stop a coach from having three quarterbacks up on game day. So that's up to the coach's discretion.
So, it's going to feel good to pull a suit on for the first time?
It does. You know, just if anytime you're in that situation now, you're kind of like, okay, I can get it. You know, it's a chance I can get into the game versus not having a uniform on. Right. And there's absolutely no way that you'll be able to get into a game. So, you know, I'm always excited that way.
Now, they say that the offense won't change, but there's going to be some things that suit you or Byron better than plays that you might see more often than you would with Ben, correct?
That definitely will be a change because there are going to be things that he likes more than what Ben would be. And if you're running that offense, you know, you want to make sure that you're comfortable with every play going into a game. So, you know, just a matter as the week goes on, when we talk about what you like and what you don't like, you know, he'll be that guy being able to answer a lot of those questions.
Joy, the Ravens signed Dennis Dixon. What do you think? They may have an advantage in terms of maybe reading the Steelers defense, maybe some calls that he would know that they would read. Do you think that will be an advantage for them signing Dennis Dixon?
The answer to that is no, because they know our defense just as well because we play them twice a year. They run a similar defense. From that standpoint, so from an advantage standpoint, I would say no. Offensively, the offense has changed, so it's not something that he'll be able to go out there and give them tips as far as what we're doing now.